Hello there, it's Rocket in here. What's up? What's up? Okay. Today I just discovered about why my episode were showing up as in January. And then I discovered a button, so I pressed it and now I am in March. What am I going to podcasting for today? Well, what about the first day of issue stamp? And this is the Antarctic Treaty or Treaty. Treaty. And the date is June 23, 1971. Mr. G. Lobriere, General Foreman, Uni Royal Inc. Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Lobriere, the Antarctic continent, which appears on the accompanying commemorative saluting the 10th anniversary of the Antarctic Treaty, is vast. It's as large as the U.S. and Europe combined. This deep freeze, he open and close parenthesis, the word deep freeze, real estate contains 90% of all the ice in the world. It's also the windiest, driest, coldest, with temperature that plummet as low as minus 125 degrees Fahrenheit. Second paragraph. I should know. I have been there. There you go. Next paragraph. About 2.5 years ago, a group of business and professional people were to make the first commercial flight around the world, longitudinally. Wow, cannot pronounce the word, but it's spells longitudinally. Crossing both the North and South Pole. I was invited to join the group. Being incurably curious, I decided to go along. Next paragraph. On our frosty airborne safari, we visited 15 countries and 7 continents. Needless to say, on such an extended trip, there were numerous outstanding highlights. Most notable, perhaps, was our stopover at McMurdo Station in Antarctica, where the U.S. maintains a base. This cold, remote, and lonely outpost is about 800 miles from the bottom of the world. Notwithstanding, it brought a warm glow of cheer to me. The reason? The efficient nuclear power station there, which supplies heat, light, power, even desalinated water, is instrumented 100% by Foxborough. That's really, really nice. Last paragraph, Antarctica is under a treaty pledge for peaceful use and scientific exploration. 12 nations signed this treaty. The signatories were Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Chile, France, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, South America, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States. No military hardware is permitted. In addition, observers from any participating nation have free and unlimited access to all other bases located there. Doesn't this give rise to the hope that someday the whole world may be mutually respectful and live harmoniously at peace? Cordially, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Executive Directors. So this is my podcast for today, and tomorrow I will be doing another one. And as usual, if you listen to this one, or if you are listening to this one, come back again. Bye.